Lesson 18. I Will Love Others. Introduction for the teacher.
To prepare yourself spiritually to teach this lesson, please ponder the following. Loving others, even those who may be different from us, is one of the most important ways we can follow the Savior, Jesus Christ. See John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. We show our love for others by being kind to them, listening to them, comforting them, and serving them. See Matthew chapter 25, verses 34 through 40, and Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 9.
Teaching tip. As we teach the gospel, we should humbly recognize that the Holy Ghost is the true teacher. Our privilege is to serve as instruments through whom the Holy Ghost can teach, testify, comfort, and inspire. We should therefore become worthy to receive the Spirit. As you prepare yourself spiritually and acknowledge the Lord in your teaching, you will become an instrument in His hands. The Holy Ghost will magnify your words with power. Teaching No Greater Call, page 41. Preparation.
Read Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, and be prepared to tell the story of the Good Samaritan very simply. Bring a copy of the Bible. Mark page 74 in the manual so that you can turn to it easily.
Learning activities.
Begin with a gathering activity. For ideas, see page 3 of the manual. Prayer. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Pictures. Show the pictures on page 74. Explain that the children in these pictures are playing kindly together. When we are kind to others, we are showing them love. Song. Sing or say the words to Jesus Said Love Everyone, Children's Songbook, page 61, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. Jesus said, love everyone.
Spread arms out wide.
Treat them kindly, too. When your heart is filled with love,
put hand over heart.
Others will love you.
Hug self.
Scripture story. Display the picture of the Good Samaritan on page 78. Open the Bible and tell the children that you are going to share a story Jesus told about loving others. Using simple language, tell the story of the Good Samaritan. Here is an example. One day there was a man who was lying on the ground.
Point to the injured man in the picture.
He was hurt. Two men walked by. They saw him, but they did not help. A third man came.
Point to the Good Samaritan in the picture.
He saw the man lying on the ground, and he helped him. He showed love.
Teaching tip. Use the scriptures as you teach the children. When you tell a story from the scriptures, point to the place in the scriptures where the story is found. Teach the children to appreciate and reverence the scriptures.
Role play. Tell the children that Jesus said we should show love too. Invite them to go on a pretend walk and give them opportunities to pretend to show love for others. Here is an example of what you could say. Let's go for a walk.
Walk in place.
Look, there's a friend who fell down. Let's help our friend stand up.
Pretend to help the friend stand up.
Let's keep walking. We see a friend who is thirsty. Let's give our friend a drink of water.
Pretend to give a drink.
Let's keep walking. We see our mommy and daddy. Let's give them a hug and say, I love you.
Hug self and say, I love you.
Conclusion. Sincerely tell the children that you love them. Tell them how happy you feel when you show love for others.
Teaching tip. Smile as you tell the children you love them. Look in their eyes. Your facial expressions and your actions will tell the children even more than your words do.
Prayer. Invite a child to give the closing prayer.
Optional activities.
Preparation. For the scripture activity, bring a copy of the Bible. Mark John chapter 15, verse 12, so that you can turn to it easily. For the coloring activity and the heart activity, copy the illustration of the heart and the children on page 79 for each child to color. Scripture. Tell the children that we learn in the Scriptures that Jesus taught us to love one another. Read John chapter 15, verse 12, and do the following actions. Invite the children to join you. This is my commandment, that ye love one another.
Place both hands over heart.
As I have loved you.
Spread arms out wide.
Coloring. Let the children color a copy of the illustration on page 79. While they are coloring, help them understand that we are all children of God, and each one of us is special. Remind them that Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to love everyone.
Teaching tip. Young children may not be able to color within the lines. They may be interested only in making a mark or two on the page. Cheerfully comment on their efforts without asking them to color in a certain way. The purpose of the illustrations in this manual is to give the children a visual representation of the principles in the lesson.
Heart activity. Read the following examples or create some of your own and ask, "Does this show love?" After each example, have the children hold up their paper hearts and say, "Love." Examples. When you help clean up. When you say please and thank you. When you share your toy. When you help someone who is hurt. Praise the children for participating. This activity is especially appropriate for older children.